Amy Roth sitting down to join me for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Hey there, Amy.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
It's going all right.
Good.
Amy Roth from Klinger Companies. And here we begin this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. It's a pop-up park event. Sioux City Parks and Rec is hosting pop-up parks all throughout the summer. The next one will be this afternoon from 5 to 6 o'clock, and that'll be at Lewis Park in Morningside, right next to the pool there. Pop-up parks will be set up at various locations throughout the summer with a variety of different games and activities. You can go to sioux-city.org to find out more.
And the Rivercade 55th birthday party will be celebrated with live music at the Anderson Dance Pavilion tonight at 6 o'clock, and that goes from 6 to midnight. There will be a boat parade at 9 and fireworks at 10, plus music by the Chris Lager Band.
Sioux City Community Theater is presenting Grease. That is continuing through Sunday, July 29th, with a musical about high school friendships, romances, adventures in the 1950s, cars, black leather jackets,
sing-along,
t-shirts.
Dance.
Fonzie's not in it,
no.
But he should be.
The Dickinson County Nature Center is continuing its monthly Nature at Night series with a program themed Firefly Frenzy, and that is tonight at 7:30. There will be a short program about Iowa insects and an overview of fireflies, followed by a one-mile walk through the park to watch fireflies in the wild and learn how to safely catch them.
Unity in the Community and the Sioux City Police Department are teaming up to present the annual Unity in the Community Block Party. That'll be tomorrow at Dale Street Park. The block party will include food, games, live music, there's a dunk tank, and more. It all gets underway tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
And the 14th Annual Heritage Music Festival is tomorrow, and that is from 11 to 9 at the Elk Point Jefferson School Gym. There will be a variety of country, gospel, and classic rock and roll music.
The North Sioux City Library is hosting an art exhibit called Rookies, Representational and Abstract by local artist Joanne Dandurand and Barb Thomas. A reception will be held Saturday from noon to 2 for their sculptures and paintings.
And the Sioux City Arts Center is presenting E Pluribus Unum. The exhibit opens tomorrow and runs through Sunday, the 14th of October. The artworks represent diverse ways in which repetition and pattern can be used to create more visual excitement while also creating more cohesion.
Sioux City Parks and Rec Department is presenting Movies in the Park, showing Paddington 2. That will be tomorrow night at 9 o'clock at the Grandview Park Bandshell. Moviegoers are asked to bring their own blankets, chairs, and snacks. Paddington, as I understand it, is some sort of stuffed bear.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he does stuff.
He wears a blue coat and a yellow hat, I think. Maybe it's red.
I've aged out of children's movies for the time being, but I understand that you are getting back into that.
Yes, we are. And the Betty Strong Encounter Center will present James Madison, Father, Framer, and Interpreter of the Constitution. That's with Dr. Scott Culpepper, and that is Sunday at 2. Culpepper will explore Madison's life and career in the context of the American Revolution, the political struggles of the early American Republic, and the disastrous War of 1812 that unfolded during his presidency.
The Pearson Lakes Art Center is presenting the Dick Bauman Big Band on Monday night at 7 o'clock. The Big Band is an 18-piece ensemble that plays famous music from the 30s and 40s, such as Duke Ellington, Tommy Dorsey, Quincy Jones, and more. Go to lakesart.org for more information. And yes, I know Quincy Jones is still alive making music.
It's kind of hard to believe. Here's another event at the Betty Strong Encounter Center, and they are presenting Floodplain, which is a clear view of life in the Big Muddy, by conservation photographer and educator Alex Wiles on Tuesday, the 24th of July, and that's at 1 o'clock. He'll show images and tell stories about the creatures in the Missouri River floodplain.
Orange City Arts is presenting a performance by Duchess. It's one of those one-named people.
Mm.
That'll be on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock in Windmill Park. Duchess, it's not a person. It's a trio of persons. Duchess is a trio of female vocalists who blend classic and contemporary music. Their concert is part of the Onstage Orange City Summer Series. You can find more by going to orangecityarts.net on the trio Duchess.
Okay. And the Sioux Center Arts.
I did that
thank
one
you.
Earlier.
Sioux Center Arts is presenting Arts in the Park, and that's on Thursday the 26th from 4 to 7 in Central Park. There will be musical entertainment in the bandshell, artist booths, crafts and balloon art, followed by a movie showing at 9:30.
And Downtown Live is presenting a performance by the Australian bluesman and didgeridooist Harper. That'll be Thursday night at 6 o'clock. It's on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum. Actually, you sit on the lawn. The stage is right next to the Ho-Chunk Center there.
Nice.
He is an award-winning Australian singer and songwriter who plays a mix of roots music using harmonica and didgeridoo. You can go find out more by going to the Downtown Live website, which is downtownlivesc.com. If you have something that you would like to publicize, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host Amy Roth and executive producer Allie Carson, wishing you a great morning as we wrap up our program this morning with music by Harper.